It's official. The Boston School Committee has unanimously endorsed a controversial plan to close or consolidate more than a dozen city schools. The panel has been considering various proposals from Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson since last October and reached its decision last night amid last-minute appeals from both staff and parents. Last night's meeting got raucous at times. In this moment, you can hear the crowd reacting to committee member Michael O'Neill's comment that this was a tough choice.
This goes against every single fiber of our being, of why we became interested in helping with the district and our youth to begin. That is a given.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Judith Randolph was among those protesting the vote last night. She's a teacher at Emerson Elementary in Roxbury.
We're extremely upset. We've been 2 months defending our school. They haven't even come to visit our school. They haven't even talked to the children. They haven't even met the children. They haven't even made a plan.
And so the focus now turns to what's next for both the students and their parents. Jack Pelletier has two children at the Lee Academy Pilot School in Dorchester and joins us this morning. Good morning, Jack, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you.
Lee Academy Pilot is among those that will be merging next fall. So where do you go from here? What are the options for you and your kids now?
Well, as far as us, our school, we've been told by the school department that that we can stay where we are and transfer into the Joseph Lee School as our kids age out of the now reduced Lee Academy Pilot School. So that's one option for us. Another option is to apply for status, for transfer status to into a different public Boston public school for next year. Other options are, the parochial schools in the area, the charter schools. There are, a number of different options. And in my household, we are going to digest the final outcome of the vote over these next couple of weeks.
Let me ask you, Jack, right there. Is it possible that you might transfer your kids out of the public schools to either parochial or private schools?
We are extremely ambivalent about it, but for us, all options are on the table at this point in our household.
Do you see any options for fighting the school committee decision?
I don't know. I mean, there's no sort of appellate arbiter that we can bring this decision to appeal the decision. I mean, we would have to go back to the school committee and the superintendent and argue that, we should have some revision or change to the vote as to our school. So, I don't see that there's much we can do other than maybe further dialogue with the school department, with the superintendent's office.
Although it sounds like you're pretty resigned to the decision.
Yeah, tired, actually, very tired. It's been 2.5 months of fighting this proposal and attending many, many meetings.
What's the experience done to you and other parents in terms of whether you trust the Boston Public Schools and school administration and the school committee now?
Well, yeah, big picture-wise, I mean, not just for my family in our school, that's one thing I hope that the superintendent and the mayor's office understand, that there's been the process by which this plan was unveiled and discussed has been problematic, and I know there's been an erosion of trust among parents I know and parents I've seen at meetings, and so I hope that the mayor and the superintendent understand that this is an issue and that they're going to need to be sensitive to that and work to correct that and rebuild that trust, because there are systematic changes that need to be addressed.
And finally, Jack, I want to ask you what your kids are saying about all this. Do they know what's coming, and what are they saying?
They don't know about the vote, but they have asked us, why is our school going to be closed? And we've explained to them that the people who are in charge of the schools have many decisions to make. And so, at the time we said, we don't know what's going to happen, but we were working on it. Their big concern was that they didn't want to lose their teachers right now as of, this week. And we said to them, no, that, if there's any change, it won't be till after the summer. So for now, that's how we've explained it. And we'll discuss the final vote with them, probably in the next week or so.
Jack Pelletier, thank you very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
Jack Pelletier has two kids at the Lee Academy Pilot School in Dorchester. It's among the Boston schools slated to close or merge next fall.